This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. After a couple of 3 weeks of really good vaccine news, Pfizer let a little bit of air out of the balloon today. The company, which has its vaccine in front of the Food and Drug Administration for emergency approval, said this afternoon it's only going to ship half as many doses this year as it had planned. A shortage of raw materials to make the vaccine is the cause, it seems. To be clear, they are still going to have a billion doses out there next year, but over the next 4 weeks, only 50 million of those doses versus earlier estimates of 100 million. But that is far from the only challenge in getting these vaccines out. The cybersecurity team at IBM and the Department of Homeland Security say hackers are threatening the supply chain, specifically the cold chain that these earliest vaccines need. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
The hacking emails start innocently enough. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. This message pretends to come from an executive at a global refrigeration company. If the email receiver clicks and types in a username and password, then the bad guys now have those login credentials. Chris Painter is the former top cyber diplomat for the U.S.
You could use those credentials to get deeper into a computer system, to get to more sensitive areas. Essentially, your credentials could be like the keys to the kingdom, but once you're inside, you could do a lot.
Criminals could steal the vaccine recipe, or pilfer the product and sell it on the side, or hold up delivery and demand ransom. Prashant Yadav, a fellow at the Center for Global Development, says pharmaceutical firms have cyber defenses in place, but delivery and logistics companies, not so much.
Smaller cargo operators, smaller airport clearing agents, those are the groups who have not equipped themselves with the kinds of measures that are needed to mitigate these risks.
If one spot in the vaccine chain is compromised, it could risk the whole chain, because everything is connected and monitored by GPS and digital apps. Consultant Bo Woods is with a grassroots digital security group called Eye and the Cavalry.
We are increasingly connecting these types of systems to networks so that we can remotely manage them. But anytime you add software to something, you add vulnerability.
Today's warning says the hacking targets are outside the U.S., although an American cold chain company said 2 weeks ago that its network was attacked. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.